Rocket Mortgage Studios.
Yo, Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage.
Get there for home loan solutions that fit your life. Well, Rocket can. So Lorenzo Neal, he joined us in the last hour. He thinks the Chiefs are going to take a massive step back, and he believes the Chiefs could miss the playoffs. I don't think the Chiefs will miss the playoffs this year. I know, big bad take by Zach Gelb, but we also have some crazy takes about the Chiefs in a little news brief. Let's get to it.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
Randall Cobb, he asked Sammy Watkins if Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes is better. Listen up.
People want to know, Mahomes or Rodgers?
Mahomes or Rodgers?
I've been with both of them. I've been with both of them, and I'm going to be honest. I think Pat is unbelievably good, but A-Rod is on a whole different level.
Oh, yeah. He said it. We heard it from the man himself.
So that was from July, where he said Rodgers on a whole different level. Yeah, Rodgers is great. You could make the case Rodgers is better than Mahomes. Rodgers won the last two MVPs. But to say he's on a whole different level, that's a little bit too much. Like, you look at the five best quarterbacks in the NFL. Brady, Rodgers, Mahomes. You also have to put Josh Allen in that conversation right now. Ryan, to say that Rodgers on a whole different level than Mahomes, I get Mahomes has a lot of career left in front of him, but that just sounds ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And just complete buffoonery. I get it, Watkins, you now play for Rodgers, and you play with Aaron Rodgers, but to say he's on a whole different level, that doesn't make sense to me.
You know, also, and this just dawned on me as well, he's new, right? And this was in, I believe, late July. So that's like at most a week and
Why
a half, 2 weeks of training camp.
Now?
I think because then he also re-upped it and was asked to clarify on Packers.com.
But how did no one, I know I was on vacation in July. I didn't hear this whatsoever.
Don't know. The weird part, though, timing-wise, is he would have, at that point, like three practices with Aaron Rodgers. It's not like he played with him for a year. He was with Patrick Mahomes for 3 years. Outside of, 2 days of minicamp, Aaron Rodgers and Sammy Watkins did not cross paths and not talk to each other, did not play whatsoever.
Point.
And after a week of training camp, you're saying Aaron Rodgers is on a whole different level than the guy you won a Super Bowl with and was one of the best quarterbacks, the best quarterback, and won an MVP? What are you talking about?
I know why he said this.
Is it the Tyreek Hill logic?
Nope. I think that Sammy Watkins was around Aaron Rodgers and just had a conversation with him and said, yeah, he's out there with his thoughts. He's on a whole different level. Psychedelics, and he heard him talk about the Pancha Karma cleanse. And that was Sammy Watkins' way of dancing around the question. He's on a whole different level. You think it's an endorsement for Rodgers, but it's really maybe throwing some shade and saying, yeah, this guy's a little cuckoo, cuckoo. Could that be it? That's the only explanation I have for you. That's why they paid me the big
Patrick
bucks.
Holmes is great, but here's Aaron Rodgers also being great while purging his body and taking psychedelics in the offseason. Wow, that's when you know. Maybe that's what it is.
He's on a different level, if you know what I'm saying. He's on
a new
level.
He's out there. He's on the Kyrie Irving level.
Sammy Watkins on why he chose Aaron Rodgers over Patrick Mahomes, Packers.com.
He's amazing how he controls the ball, how he put everybody in place. I've been with a lot of quarterbacks, and I've never seen them carry themselves like Aaron Rodgers.
I don't get this. I really don't get all the Mahomes hate. Tyreek Hill. Oh, Tua's more accurate than Patrick Mahomes. Now, you're right. Sammy Watkins had a sip of coffee. A little cup of coffee with Aaron Rodgers. On a different level, I've never seen anyone like him. What are we doing here? This is not anti-Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, top three quarterback in the league. He's great. He's unbelievable. He's awesome. But you can't make it seem as if Aaron Rodgers is all the way up top. And then, oh yeah, that Patrick Mahomes fella, he's four or five pegs below Aaron Rodgers. Like, what are we doing here?
Maybe Rodgers shared his psychedelics.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm feeling good.
You're not drug testing that. Oh, ayahuasca in the system.
Yeah. Can you say that again?
Ayahuasca.
One more time.
Ayahuasca.
I like that.
Ask me some questions. I love Aaron Rodgers right now. Woo.
How much money would you need for the Pancha Karma Cleanse?
That is in a similar ballpark as the beer to the hot dog.
Oh, come on. The Pancha Karma Cleanse is a lot worse than the hot dog. And the
I beer. Would agree physically. It's disgusting. It's 3 days, right? A week? I forget the length. It's pretty long, too. It's not like a day.
And you're vomiting a lot. And then like some
you're purging your body.
Isn't there some enemas involved
yeah.
in that?
Oh,
thing?
Yeah. It's both ways.
Yeah.
Front, okay. back. That's all you're doing.
Yeah,
no
I'm on a whole different level compared to Aaron Rodgers. I wouldn't do that.
Drinking gross tea and whatever goes on.
Let's go to Kyle in Oregon. We're going to continue the news brief here, but now we're hearing Sammy Watkins be critical of his old quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. Rodgers so much better. Lorenzo Neal just joined us in the last hour, and he thinks the Chiefs could miss the playoffs. Kyle, what do you make of all this?
I don't think they'll miss the playoffs. They're still going to be good. I still think if Bills and Chiefs make it, one of those two teams is going to the Super Bowl. So the Broncos, he's wishful thinking with that hot take, Kiki. I'll give you that. So no Broncos this year. But I like Rodgers. My wife's a Packers fan, but I don't think he's that far ahead of Mahomes either. Mahomes is pretty great. He's kind of young still, but he's still going to do great through his whole career.
All right. Well, Kyle, we appreciate the phone call. Thanks so much. And once again, we appreciate you throwing some shade at Hot Take Hickey. Wishful thinking, Hot Take Hickey. The Broncos winning the Super Bowl. His words, not mine.
Why is everyone come? Well, fine. I put it out there. It's meant to be, I guess, made fun of. But I'll be laughing in February. That's for sure.
Were you almost just about to ask, why is everybody going after you?
Yeah, then I realized, I'm putting my neck on the line here by having some opinions that will turn out to be right.
I think it'd be a good pinata.
Swing away now. Come February, I'll be roles reversed.
Leroy Horde is chopping away at you. Lorenzo Neal, Adam in Toronto, Kyle in Oregon. I don't think I chop away at you that much.
You know what the issue here is?
It's a lie.
Like, Leroy Horde, Lorenzo Neal, I can't come after them. They could chirp. Well, what am I going to do?
Well, you don't know what Kyle in Oregon looks like.
I don't either, and he may be bigger than both of them.
He could be a big, tough guy and kick your ass.
So it's like,
Or he could be a little wimp.
I did go to the gym today, so watch out, all right? Folks, I will be one day ready to take on the world.
You went to the gym today?
I did.
What was your workout? Give me the whole breakdown. How long were you there? Give me the whole workout.
It was an express. It was like 50 minutes. Hit the sauna for 10 minutes.
How much your gym cost you?
It is a New York sports club. It's $100 a month.
Wow.
But I will say.
You don't have a gym in your building?
No.
Oh, that stinks. You don't have a sauna in your building?
No.
You have a gym and a sauna in my building.
Wow.
Very nice.
Must be nice to be you.
Come over anytime you want.
Come all the way down. Yeah.
So give me the breakdown here. How long are you at the gym for?
45 minutes at chest. Light chest. Light chest.
All right. So give me the whole
breakdown. Do decline bench, four sets of 12.
How much you benching?
I went, again, light day. So it was 25s on each side.
Yeah. You could do better than that.
It was a light day.
You're a former football player.
I am.
No, but also, you're not Leroy Horde or Lorenzo
right.
Neal.
I mean, as a high school, player on a team that sucked with a small chest. Then we did flat bench, 4 reps of 12.
Mm-hmm.
Incline, 4 reps of 12 or 4 sets of 12. And then finish with some chest flies.
Do you grunt at the gym?
No. First of all, I'm not lifting enough to do that. Second of all, I'm not a jackass. So, no.
And also, if you were grunting, it would be like, ah.
Well, that's also true. That's third. It would sound,
sound like a little kitten.
Who hasn't gone through puberty yet.
A little putty cat. All righty. Let's go to Pete Carroll. Jeez. Are we just playing dumb audio today? Is that the goal of this radio show, this fine national radio program?
Dumb audio or really depressing audio, too, depending on how you want to look at it.
When all these shows in Florida coming after us. I'm really not even swinging that big, but on WQAM and 790, they're trying to chop away at the giant that is Zach Gelb. And now all we're giving them some good material. We're just playing dumb audio clip after dumb audio clip. So let's continue. Let's not try to fix something that isn't broken. Whatever we're doing is working for us. But this is Pete Carroll. He says both quarterbacks have been very impressive in camp so far.
Geno's done a really good job of being in that position. His voice is solid. He's on point all the time. He's been very consistent with his work, all of that. And Drew has been really sharp. So I know it's not supposed to be a good situation when you have two quarterbacks. It means you don't have one, as they're saying, you know. But I don't know. We might have two ones. We'll see what happens.
You don't have two ones. Both your quarterbacks suck. Drew Lock is bad. Geno Smith is bad. You guys don't have quarterbacks. You're right. The hope for this team is the future. Maybe Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud. But Pete doesn't even believe what he's saying right there.
Is this the most depressing quarterback battle in history? Like, I thought last year we had Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Lock battling it out was bad. This might take the cake.
Yeah, this is bad because Teddy Bridgewater's career got derailed from injuries, which just stinks. And not that I thought Drew Lock was going to be great, but he did have that nice start to his career. So I was like, okay, let's see what could happen. And this was a make or break year for him. Leroy just sent me a text. He's a P1 listener now. I'll get to his response in just a second. Let me finish the thought here. Yeah, this is worse because Geno, he's a backup in this league. When he was a starter, he's going to forever be known as the guy that got punched in the mouth by a teammate and broke his jaw. And now Drew Lock's on a second home. This stinks. There's no upside here. Tell me the upside. What is the upside on Geno Smith or Drew Lock other than the draft pick? That you're going to get a great draft pick next year.
Other.
Yeah. What's the slogan?
I got to think
Seahawks
of one.
Seahawks football. Get us to April for the draft.
See you in April. Don't watch.
Seahawks football. We're going to suck. Seahawks football. There's always next year. Seahawks football. Let's count down the days to the end of the season.
Go see Seattle. Don't see us. Man. I'll think of something better. That was not very good.
We suck. The Seattle Seahawks. You want to hear what Leroy had to say about you?
Sure. About me? Yeah. What was he saying? What?
He said, I bet you Hickey did Pilates today. He goes, nobody grunts doing Pilates. He didn't grunt, so therefore he's doing Pilates.
First of all, I already admitted, I'm not grunting. I'm not lifting heavy weights. What do you want to do?
And also, you can't really say anything because Leroy...
That's really where it's not fair. You. Like, that's part of the... This is a dynamic that's really, truly unfair for yours truly.
Hey, do me a favor. Play me Leroy Horde again calling you out for the high price on drinking beer through a hot dog as a straw. This one's $7.90 the ticket. One of our great affiliates.
I texted him yesterday because his dumb producer, Hot Take Hickey, says he wouldn't do that hot dog thing for $500,000. I said... Tell him stop lying. He'd do it for $20 and a Krispy Kreme.
Wow. Now, I know we've already got your thoughts on this, but now we know that Leroy is listening. Do you want to keep that same energy that you had, negative energy, towards Leroy Horde again, or are you just going to sit there as if the cat...
No, I will say what's on my mind. Again, number one, I would do it for $500,000. That's if you give me $500,000, I am in.
But not for $499,000.
No. Loser. Yeah, self-respect. But also...
Dumb producer.
It's easy for him to say that. He knows he would murder me. If I tried to go down there and fight him, he would put me in the ground and put me 6 feet under so fast, I honestly wouldn't even know what happened.
And he's still in really good shape.
So
he's 54, I think.
You,
but he doesn't look like he's 54.
Can say whatever you want when you know nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, I think you're doing Pilates today.
I was not doing Pilates today.
You sure?
And if I do a few more chest exercises, maybe, I don't know.
You in spandex too?
Watch out.
Got those joggers on?
Of course I do.
Here's Pete Carroll saying the week one starter won't necessarily remain the starter for the entire season.
I'm not closing the book on anybody competing for their spots. We have two enormous weeks coming up. And the finish of this one, next week is a huge week for us. And then we come back with another full week and an extra day. You know, so we got a lot of time here to work it out.
Yeah, Pete, you said it. If you think you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks. You can't even name who a starter is right now. They played two preseason games. How do you not know who the starter is by now? I know Drew Lock had COVID and missed one of the games, but you got to know who the starter is by now. Geno Smith will be the starter, and then he'll get replaced by Drew Lock. Kyle Shanahan was asked if there's a certain date that he will just cut, snip, snip, Jimmy G.
I don't know what I'll do that day. Probably decide when it comes.
Man, he hates any questions on Jimmy Garoppolo. Last year, he hated questions on Trey Lance. Now it's Jimmy Garoppolo. Man, I don't know.
I love Kyle Shanahan.
I know what I'll do on that day. You know, I may be dead tomorrow, so maybe I won't be able to do anything.
He's like the modern day almost Bill Belichick. A little more, you know, pizzazz or flair gives you nothing.
Ugh. I just got a text from Pat Boyle, who just bleached his hair and dyed his hair blonde for attention. I like Pat. You know where this is going. But he just asked me, yo, I'm starting a fantasy league. 10 teams, got 9, need one more. $100 each, you want to join? Do I really want to join a fantasy football league with Pat Boyle?
Pat and his bros.
That's a good question. Who else is in it? I can't wait to respond and just say, nah.
Right now, Kevin Wall is in it.
I like Kevin Wall.
So do I. I could see them being tight.
He's got some wacky takes, but I like Kevin Wall. Kevin Wall would not be the one reason why I wouldn't join the league.
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying I see them being very tight.
If this is like 8 of Pat Boyle's friends, and then Pat's the 9th, and I need to be the 10th.
Probably something like that.
I'll politely decline.
But you're playing the game. Hey, who's in there?
Yeah, I'm acting like I'm a good company. I'm a good company guy. I provided content for $7.90 today, $5.60. You know, I'm always willing to help. May do a free weekly hit on WFNZ this year. I'm a company guy. But I don't know if I'm going to be a company guy and participate in a fantasy football league with Pat Boyle. Let's hear from John Lynch. I'm on the 49ers. We'll trade Jimmy Garoppolo on KNBR.
I think we're getting pretty close. You know, Jimmy's a good player. He's a starting quarterback all day long in this league, and I think proven to be a really good one. And so with guys like that, you don't just give it away.
Who's trading for him? That's my question. Because the Browns aren't. They should, but the Browns aren't going to do so. Who's trading for Jimmy G right now?
I truly don't know.
If it's not the Browns, who else?
It has to be the Browns, but I don't know.
Does Pete finally get on the phone and go, wow, our quarterbacks suck. Please, Shanahan, save us. Lynch, save us.
Can Jimmy G get to Pittsburgh before Sunday? Add another quarterback in the mix?
Start Kenny Pickett. Dak Prescott gives his thoughts on the Cowboys' chances of winning the NFC East, this via the Peter King podcast.
Very, very optimistic. And because of the team that we had last year and because of what we went through, the way that we've handled it moving forward, I think we're in a better position this year than we were last year. And I know some guys have gone and some guys have left and went to other teams, but that's the nature of this business. What we have built here, the core, the leaders, and mixed with a great group of young guys who are hungry to make a name for themselves and getting this league running. I feel very, very confident about where we are and excited about where we are and just ready to keep building and get this thing rolling.
The offensive line isn't strong and you lost Amari Cooper. How'd the Cowboys get better, Hickey?
Mike McCarthy still head coach too, right?
Time I checked.
Did not get better. Did not.
I just got an answer on who's in the fantasy group. McKeon.
Okay. Your pal.
Boyle and McKeon, that's a lot of barking.
A lot of chirping.
One of the nicest guys here at CBS Sports Radio, Emmanuel Babari.
Okay.
Is that going to be a good personality guy, though? He may be too quiet for Fantasy League.
He will probably not say a word.
Oh, you know who they asked just because he would not say no because he's such a nice guy?
He would not say no because he's a nice guy here?
Yeah, you could still say here.
Who?
Malusis. Moose. Why is Moose in this league? Hey, Pat, you know, I got 3 kids, but, you know, I'll find time to do it. I got it, okay? Oh, yeah, I like you a lot.
I'm in 150 leagues, so I won him 51. What the hell? Sure, I'm in.
Then 3 of his college baseball teammates, his roommate, and his cousin. Pat Boyle played college baseball?
I was going to ask you that. I have no idea.
And it makes sense now. His douchiness that he sometimes has now makes sense.
Because he's a baseball player or a college athlete?
Baseball player.
Baseball, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I figure like lax player, you can kind of throw that tag on.
Do I have to save Moose here and join this league?
Does Moose need saving? Maybe he's just genuinely excited.
Should I text Moose? What the F were you thinking joining this league?
McKeon, Boyle, and his friends.
You're a well-known radio and TV star. And you're
being
in this
held
league?
Hostage. Does Pat know something we
With
all
Tom,
don't know?
Dick, and Harry?
What does Pat know about you that we don't catch in this league?
He's got photos of Moose like passed out or naked.
company party gone too well?
What naked photos do you have of Moose to make him join this league?
Quite the eclectic crew there.
Yeah, I feel bad that Moose is in this
league.
For
Barry, McKeon, Boyle, if you're in it.
Now, I'm sounding like a jerk, but if this draft is next week and I got a wedding next weekend, I think I may politely decline. Derek Carr reacts to Dana White's story of almost getting Tom Brady to the Raiders in 2020.
It is what it is. You know, for me, like, I didn't even hear about it. We actually had within the building someone lost a family member. So, like, I was so immersed in that and just talking to that person and that kind of stuff that it was a moment to really put things in perspective. Like, it really doesn't matter. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, anything I say will just be blasted out there. So I'm just going to completely remove myself and just keep trying to play football. It's been nice just answering football questions. You know, and hopefully no more drama in the city. That's what I hope.
Yeah, well, what is Derek Carr going to say there? Because you should obviously have picked Tom Brady over Derek Carr, but Derek Carr's not like some just terrible quarterback. You know, he's a good quarterback. So there's nothing he could say that he wins there that would make him an obvious winner and it would be like, oh, wow, look at what Derek Carr just said. So him basically saying nothing was the response that ultimately got him to win. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
I'm surprised you're not wearing black today, Hickey, because you're in mourning. Still, all these years later, as it is the 3-year anniversary. Well, I'll never forget it. When Andrew Luck left the field for the final time in a preseason game. I don't even remember who he was playing. Do you?
Oh, yeah. Cleveland Browns.
Oh, the Brownies.
Never
here
forget.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. Hoo, hoo. And you had Andrew Luck try to ride off into the sunset, a.k.a. Colts fans just booing him. And he retired. All right, Hickey. 3 years ago today, I know where I was. I had a bunch of friends over in my New York City apartment. I think we were doing our fantasy football draft. And I was getting ready also for the weekend overnight. And then one of my friends looked up and goes, Andrew Luck just retired? I'm like, oh, shut up. And then my one friend was smart. He goes, let's go bet the under on the Colts. And we bet the under real quickly. Big bet between four of my friends. And then I flipped on the television. Saw all the tweets, Schefter, Rappaport. And then my next thought was, okay, we got to go get a Colts guest on for the weekend overnight because that was the biggest story in the world of sports at that time. 3 years ago today where Andrew Luck stunned the football world and a decision that I actually respected, even though we're having a little fun with it right now, 3 years later. You can always poke fun at some bad and weird moments. Where were you 3 years ago and how'd you find out?
I was at home. I was enjoying a nice pizza watching Week 0 Miami and Florida. Great game. I was so pumped.
Stop. That is so you watching Week 0 football. Now, a good game. It's not
great game.
It's not Stephen F. Austin against Jacksonville State. But, man, that's what you were doing.
But I got a break because I used to work the weekends back then. I used to work the weekend nights. Normally, that was my shift.
Oh, with Bill Simonson.
Yes, amongst others.
The Thomas, huge show, huge opinions.
Huge. Tom DiBenedetto, who at that time is now producing, or now is producing Jim Rome, at that time is doing the afternoons, is off that weekend. I was in for him.
He's gone on to do a lot of good things.
He has.
Yeah, I don't know.
Thank God I was in for him. Because if I was at work, it would have been the worst day of my life.
So you were producing
afternoons. Oh. I was supposed to be at night, but DiBen took vacation, so I slid up, and I was during the day on Friday, on Saturday. Okay. So I'm at home.
So what kind of pizza?
Probably plain.
Plain pizza? Well done, at least?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So you have a well-done plain pizza, and you find out Andrew Luck retired.
I would never forget. I was like on Twitter, and I saw a tweet, and I'm like, oh, that's just a fake Schefter, like, you know, classic troll job on Twitter. Like, okay, cool, good one. Like, I see him on the sideline. You know, you're still seeing highlights on Twitter. He's at the game. He's not retired. I go in the kitchen like 5 minutes later. My sister goes, you see what Barstool Sports just said? They posted and they said that Adam Schefter is saying that Andrew Luck retired. I will never forget. I stopped, I pointed, I laughed at her. I said, idiots, they got fooled by a fake Schefter account. I can't believe a media company with that much following got duped by a fake Schefter account. A minute later, I swear to God, time stood still. All of a sudden, I pick up my phone, nothing.
You were numb?
All of a sudden, I thought my phone was going to explode. Tweets, texts, they all must have came at the same time, almost overload.
And you weren't well known then, like you are now.
It was all my friends, and they all knew I was a huge Colts fan. So they all, most of them were just like, well, some were nice, but most of them were just laughing and like, can you believe this?
The body wasn't even cold yet.
I think the rest of the night I said on loop, is this real? I can't believe this is happening. Even watching the press conference, it did not sink in.
Yeah, what was your reaction when you saw the fans booing him?
Oh, I was pissed. I think I tweeted that night. Strip their Colts fandom. I was so mad.
Yeah, I actually do respect the decision, though, 3 years ago by Andrew Luck, because he made a promise if he couldn't practice regularly ever again, and he knew how much pain he's been through, that it just wasn't worth it for him, and he would walk away.
Yeah, I hold zero ill will towards him. Don't hate him at all. I still love him.
Marco, not that this was a defining moment in your life, but where were you 3 years ago today?
I was just walking in doing the overnights for WFAN down the hall, so I didn't know. As I walked in the door, everybody was kind of like scrambling and talking. I was like, what's going on?
What's the commotion?
Yeah, and they were telling me. I was like, wait, what? So it was just kind of like, huh? Are you sure? Because I had kind of the same reaction that Hickey had. I was like, wait, are we positive? Like, did you check? Did you verify?
Yeah.
And everybody was telling me. I didn't even have my, bag down. I didn't have a chance to even sit down. And the entire newsroom, now who was here? Don't remember. Who was talking? Don't remember. But I remember everybody buzzing around and everybody kept coming to me. Did you hear? Did you hear? Did you hear? And I was kind of like, what the hell's going on?
Is that the worst night of your sports fandom, Hot Take Hickey?
Oh, great. No. Unfortunately, no.
What could be worse?
Mets 2015 World Series Game 5. They went extra innings. I knew there's no shot in hell the Mets were going to win that game, but you just have to watch.
Sure, but at least...
excruciating.
At least in that moment after that, it was so unexpected, and you had such a good pitching staff. I know it blew up, but you thought, okay, maybe they'd be back. Naively, but maybe they would be back. This guy's career was over.
I was legitimately sick two weeks after the Mets lost the World Series, 2 weeks. I ran myself into the ground in that series.
I'm actually more surprised. Is this because you're 12? Wouldn't the pick six by Peyton Manning in 2009 against the Saints, wouldn't that be top?
Oh. That was bad, but that was...
Tracy Porter.
They won a Super Bowl in 2006. I got a championship.
Unless if you're 12 years old.
I was...
Well, I mean, unless he didn't remember it. I mean, I don't know.
I was 15 at the time. I was in high school.
Is it possible that he could have said I was 7 and I don't remember it? Yeah, it's possible.
Well, that,
I don't know.
To go back to Zach's point, I thought with the Colts, they'll be back. I was crushed they lost, but I thought, okay, Peyton Manning got over the hump once. And, this is not going to be one of the few times or the last time they'd be in the Super Bowl. That was the only team I rooted for that was consistently good. So I actually had confidence in the Colts.
And Penn State, there's not been enough big games for you to be disappointed with. Where they were actually a great team.
Right. 2016, they've had some
bad... What did you do, bitch about Iowa last year?
Ohio State 2017, still a member to this day. One of the worst losses in program history.
Was that the Ricky Ronnie play call with Trace
McSorley? No, that was the year later. That was when they should have beat Ohio State in the horseshoe and blew a 15-point lead in the fourth quarter. They were going to march their way right into the College Football Playoff. Blew it.
I still think the Luck thing is the worst memory. Rangers losing in the Cup final?
That was bad. There's a lot of bad moments in my life.
How about the Mets?
Which time?
A 7-game lead with 17 to
that
play.
That was bad. I cried after that.
I would think the three worst moments in your lifetime. I honestly think the Mets blowing the lead of 7 games with 17 to play is worse than the World Series loss. The Mets weren't expected to go to the World Series that year.
But you're there, capitalizing the way the Mets should have won the World Series in 5 games. They were better than the Royals. They couldn't finish. And that's
five
the most
games.
Excruciating point.
They
part
lost
is
in
that.
5 games. How can you say they could win? You're supposed to win in 5 games.
Outside of the game 2, when they got blown out, they were in every game and they lost every They blew every
and
game.
And they blew game 1, so they lost.
But I'm saying they should have won. They had the lead in the ninth inning, closed it out. Game 4, it's a ground to second base. Daniel Murphy filled the ground ball. Didn't. Game should've 5, Lucas Duda, throw it home, get him out. They should have won in 5. And they lost in 5. The Mets blew it. That was a series they should have won, and I'm still sick to this day.
Not equating this to death, but it's like the death of a career when Andrew Luck, you're never going to see him play again.
The thing, though, with the Luck that's so interesting and weird is it's more shock.
He had no future.
I'm not mad at him. I could be mad at the Mets for playing bad and losing. I have zero ill will or frustration towards Andrew Luck for what he did. The Colts did to themselves. So a lot of it is just shock. It's I can't believe this is actually real, so it takes forever to process. But also part of it's he did the right thing. So what,
You have a June birthday, right?
Yes, sir, June 24th.
if we did like a birthday show for Hot Take Hickey next year, and I had special guest Ryan Grigson call the program, what would you say to Ryan? If you get one question to Ryan.
Well,
who, for people that don't know, that was the GM that put a dog crap team and no protection in front of Andrew Luck. Like, you know, the team that got to the AFC Championship game, the Deflategate game, you could barely name anyone on that team. Like, T.Y. Hilton was good, but there was not a lot of talent on that team. It showed you how great Luck was. But what would your one question be to Ryan Grigson if he calls the hotline on the Hot Take?
Where's my one question? Because this is,
I feel like this is the Jay Buhner, Ken Phelps. What the hell were you thinking, Trey? I feel like that's the answer.
What'd you trade Buhner for?
Why are you an a-hole?
How did you mess this up? Like,
And what happens if Ryan Grigson said to you, oh, I don't think we messed anything up. You know, we obviously wish we could have protected Andrew better, but we put him in a position to succeed.
You know what sticks in my craw the most? They took a receiver. Now, this is a bad job by me. I'm blanking on it. They took a receiver in the first round in 2015 out of Miami. Should not have done so whatsoever. That was that was obvious. The Colts' offensive line help. What are they doing in the first round? Draft a receiver. Don't need it. That was the one that, you know, really kind of drove me up all this moron trying to draft.
Philip Dorsett.
Yes, thank you. Philip Dorsett out of Miami.
Thank you. You traded him to the Patriots, yes, and he caught a big touchdown.
For Jacoby Brissett.
Against the Chiefs.
But it's like because he has tried. Now, he failed miserably and tried with bad players. They did shuffle the offensive line. They did bring new names in there and try, quote unquote, to give Andrew Luck some sort of protection. But Philip Dorsett in the first round, you're just not even trying. Okay. You're not trying.
This is a good time to remind people we are in Indianapolis right now, because I think the rest of the country is like, all right, we enjoy the pain a little bit, but we don't need a whole breakdown of Philip Dorsett.
Sorry, sorry. Well, you asked me the one question. That was probably the one question.
Why'd you draft Philip Dorsett?
Yeah, what the hell are you thinking?
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
All right, wrapping up shop here on The Zach Gelb Show. Hickey, real quickly. You know how you owe me a dinner? You owe me two dinners. I was a nice guy. I took one dinner off because you lost to me in two bets, and you still have never got me my dinner. Can I make a quick change to the return on the bet? Do you need to hear what that return is before you agree to it?
Yes.
As you're just eating pasta and now just rubbing it in my face because I haven't had dinner yet, and you're eating pasta when you owe me a dinner. I think instead of you buying me dinner, you know that great paver that we revealed on the air yesterday that Jim Salania sent us and it was a little bit broken? Instead of getting me dinner, you buy Gorilla Glue and glue the paver back together since a little bit of it broke. Would that be fine by you?
I'd rather do the dinner.
Oh, come on.
You really don't want to fix it? Takes 2 seconds.
Yeah, but that takes a lot of work for me to go Gorilla Glue and then put it together. Like, I'm not that artistic.
Fine. You know what? Fine. I'll be the hero. Do you a favor.
One more thing, though. There's a but.
What do you mean there's a but?
You got to make me pasta and bring me in pasta one night. Preferably when you do, like, pesto or something like that. I want to try.
And now I
got to
fix the paver and bring you pasta.
It's going to be cheaper than one whole dinner.
Now I got to do two manual labors. I don't know.
Would you think about it?
I'll think about it. Okay. How about that? I'll think
855-212-4CBS. Here's Jay in Alaska. Jay, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Zach? You know, I called in because I was going to give Hickey Hot Take there a hard time about picking my Raiders fourth. Then I started listening to you talk to him about all of his sports team, and I started to feel pretty good about myself because, I don't know, my Notre Dame has made the playoffs. The Dodgers have won the World Series. The Lakers have won the NBA championship. The Raiders knocked his beloved Colts out of the playoffs and made the playoffs last year. I was like, wow, I feel pretty good about myself. I had lunch with three beautiful ladies last Saturday. Oh. Had some calamari, some ahi tuna, and he's over there eating freaking cheese pizza and Jif peanut butter sandwiches. I feel pretty good about myself right about now.
You should, Jay. You know, you should grab a beer and say, look at me now. Look at us. Look at Jay in Alaska. Three women, Jay.
Oh, yeah, they're friends of mine.
Friends?
But, you know,
friends of benefits,
they're better
or just friends?
Yeah, they're just regular friends.
Gotcha. All right, is that all
but,
you got?
I mean, they have better taste than Hickey do. They one had halibut, the other two had steak. Yeah, I mean, we were high class in it.
But you could have a dead person that has better taste buds than Hickey, if we're being honest.
And of course, unlike Hickey, I'm the gentleman, and I picked up the tab.
Yeah, that's a good job out of you. You once cooked hot dogs and beer. That's what it says on your topic line. Well, what's that?
Yeah. So when I was single, I had three roommates, and we had a party house. You know, we had a kegerator, we had the pool table, we had the whole thing.
Animal house.
Yeah. And one of my buddies came over to our house one night, and I don't know what brought him this in his mind, but he got one of them foil pans, put it on our grill. He's like, "You got to watch this." So he put a beer, a Natty Light, in the foil pan with some onions, and then he cooked hot dogs in it, and then he poured out, or he scooped the onions out and the hot dogs, took about a half a cup of that beer that we had cooked the hot dogs in, and mixed it with some cheese sauce and put that on top of the hot dogs, and I'm telling you, bro, it was amazing.
Did you have the natty?
It was amazing.
Jay, did you have the natty splatties the next day?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You always have those.
Jay, always great to hear you. Thanks so much. There's Jay in Alaska. Real quickly, Hickey. Top-selling NFL jerseys via Fox. I told you there's 7 quarterbacks, 2 defensive linemen, and 1 running back. Can I hear your top 10?
Yes. We'll knock out the D-linemen first. I think they're easy. Aaron Donald, T.J. Watt?
T.J. Watt is on the list. Aaron Donald is not.
Really? Jadeveon Clowney?
Jadeveon Clowney? What is this, 2014?
He's popular in Cleveland. Not Clowney. I'm sorry. Miles Garrett. Holy cow.
Miles
I don't know why.
Miles Garrett?
My bad.
Okay. Miles Garrett's a better
sorry.
Guess. No, it's not Miles Garrett.
Okay. Is the running back Ezekiel Elliott?
No.
Jonathan Taylor?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
So you have 2 out of the 10. You got T.J. Watt and you got Jonathan Taylor.
Let's circle back to the DM. Let's do quarterbacks.
Yeah,
easy.
Go ahead.
Tom Brady?
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes?
No.
Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Justin Herbert?
Yes.
Dak Prescott?
No.
Josh Allen?
Yes.
Joe Burrow?
Yes.
Russell Wilson?
Nope. You got 3 more here on the quarterbacks.
3 more quarterbacks? Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Dak Prescott's not in. That does not sound...
You will never get these 3.
Jalen Hurts?
Nope.
Matt Ryan?
This is from Fox. Nope.
Tua Tagovailoa?
Nope.
Deshaun Watson?
No.
Lamar Jackson?
Nope.
Kyler Murray?
Nope.
This can't be real. Kirk Cousins?
Nope.
Daniel Jones?
Nope.
Jameis Winston?
Nope.
Carson Wentz?
Yeah, nope.
What in the world? Jared Goff?
Come on, big fan bases. Big fan bases.
Yeah, I said Dak Prescott. Derek Carr.
2 of the biggest fan bases in the NFL.
Trey Lance.
Nope, nope. Mac Jones. Kenny Pickett. How about this one? Baker Mayfield.
In Carolina?
Mm-hmm. Now, can you get the final defensive lineman?
Is this like in the last month? What in the world is
just
going on?
Just Fox NFL top-selling jerseys as of today. Jay in Alaska.
T.J. Watt. And who
Jay in Alaska. That's your hint. Jay in
Chandler Jones?
Alaska.
Mad Max?
Thank you.
Really?
Here's the list from NFL on Fox that was released today. Number 10, Baker Mayfield. Number 9, Kenny Pickett. Top-selling jerseys. 8, Max Crosby. 7, Mac Jones. 6, Tom Brady. 5, T.J. Watt. 4, Justin Herbert. 3, Jonathan Taylor. 2, Joe Burrow. Number 1, they make you want to shout. Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills. That's the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Big thanks to Keenan Slovis for stopping by, Ariel Epstein, and Lorenzo Neal. And Hickey looks more confused than where
like
he was 3 years ago.
That has just like in the last week.
When
this list
Andrew
is
Luck
under
broke his heart.
Investigation.
Shut up. We got to go. Talk Mignon, everybody. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Dave Aranda will join us tomorrow. We out. Bye-bye. Peace.